God bless you all. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm just so inspired to give this recording or this audio for you guys to hear me, what I've learned in our Airbnb Florida Fellowship. I am just so blessed. I want to first thank you, Lawrence and Kim, to have made this vision come to a fruition. I have learned so much, and I know that God has humbled me even more to go to His direction, the right and perfect way, the best way to walk with our Father. So the things that I've learned while we were there, I mean, Lauren said, hey, let's walk with the Spirit. Truly, that was all that the whole time. We were walking with the Spirit moment by moment, nothing scheduled. That type of thing, we just simply walk with the Spirit and everything just works so beautifully. There's no pressure, just pleasures the whole time. So one of the things that I've learned is that, you know, walking with the Spirit and the flow of it all was so beautiful. You know, like I said, no pressure. We just moment by moment walk with the Spirit. And I know that Lawrence went from Pennsylvania, New York, Myrtle Beach, and all of that. And then his last destination was in Florida. And I tell you, we had 7 people in our Airbnb with different personalities. And like I said on the UK Zoom last Thursday, you know, it was a very much challenge for me to bring my 92-year-old mom. But all said and done, it was also so rewarding. We've had a lot of challenges along the way. However, I did not look at the challenges. I looked at, wow, what a blessing it was to have brought my mom. At 92 years old, that was not easy. However, you know, with God, gee, I gave it to God. And with the impossible became possible. And so, yeah, it brought my faith and my confession and my believing even at a higher bar. And so that was really great. I've learned that a great deal. And with that, you know, with all the people that came, now we have more vision of what's to come next, because we were really so blessed in one house, you know, the Airbnb, and we want more of it. And so the biggest thing I've also learned is that when Shelley Zagone said, you know, let's experience the newness of what God is showing us, the experience, the new experience, not just reading the verses, you know, acknowledging it, that's fine, but you have to acknowledge it also to practice what God is telling us in His Word, to manifest. To practice, as Becky says, you know, practice makes perfect. And we have then the momentum that keeps going and the flow is good. You know, let's not break that momentum. Now I'm in this momentum. It wasn't that I didn't have it before, but it's every day. And this is also, as I'm recording this audio, you know, it's a momentum where there is a flow. And it is every day. We stay connected with each other. I cannot stress that enough, how important it is to stay connected. It's moment by moment walk with our Father. But having to experience the newness of what God has already gifted us with, you know, we exercise our power and our authority by practicing what you read in the Word. And that's when the Word of God comes alive. That is so huge. Honoring your first fruits. Oh my God. It's just blessings upon blessings. It's now in June. It's been half a year. And I'm just now, I think, staying home now because I've been traveling all over the world. I'm so thankful and blessed. You know, I look at Lawrence and Kim and then Sangit and Beatrice. Their lifestyle is that they're just, you know, traveling everywhere. That's what I want. I gave that desire to my Father the first of the year. And boom, before I know it, I am in every airport to airport all over the world. In the man's way, in the carnal way, or the world's way, I cannot possibly afford all these travels. However, because I'm in God's economy, that's also my faith and my confession. Wow, God is just mind-blowing. He makes sure that every small and big detail of my trips were taken care of. Yeah, it's huge. The finances are huge, but it all came together. Again, there's challenges along the way. However, I look to God, I stay focused. That's it. He'll make everything come to pass for you. And the more I am learning how to be more and more humble, listen to the direction, listen, pay close attention, as Lauren says, where God is directing you. And it's up to you. That's why it's so freeing and so liberating to know the truth. And it's really up to you. God gave you that free will to go ahead and which direction you'd like to go. Well, I know for sure, first and foremost, I look to God. I do have my minister right there, Lauren Storr and Kim Torr in Bristol, England. And I'm very thankful and grateful because their stand, their encouragement, their inspiration, their commitment with God is so amazing. And I want to be just like them because I'm seeing their fruit. And now I'm seeing so much fruit in my life. And that's why I'm so very excited, experiencing the newness of what God has given you every day. Take those benefits, man. It's there for us. We claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. It is so solid, nothing fake about it. And the most important thing is keep the momentum going, get the flow going each and every day. It's everyday connection. And yeah, so that's why I'm so inspired. I'm so excited how to walk with God, His direction. And also, He's giving you that free will. It's up to you. Now you take it or leave it. But this is where I'm being fed. This is where I'm seeing where the fruit of my life is and more fruits to come. Amazing. How can not anybody be excited about that? Yeah, so I'm expressing what I've learned in our Airbnb in Florida. That is just the beginning. Doors will open some more. And with my brothers and sisters in Christ that were there in Florida at that Airbnb, we are having more high expectations and we're seeing more vision. Like we pray for Father, enlarge our vision because this is the way to live. There's so much to be thankful for our Father to show us the right way to live and have that more than abundant life that God promised in His Word. We claim it. So put it into action. Practice it each and every day. What God will and can do for you. I've seen the fruit, you guys. That's why I'm so excited to share about this because it's happening to me more and more. The three fundamentals, speak in tongues much, and you honor your first fruits. Stay connected. The one-on-ones were very powerful when we were in Florida at the Airbnb. I've had great one-on-ones with Lawrence and also with people that came to that Airbnb. I mean, we saw each other's personalities. Some of them were, not so good. We're only human. But then it gave me a chance to, okay, you're dealing with lots of personalities. So, Father, keep me humble. Keep me just peaceful and just be that example for you. Because it's not easy. You guys were leaders, Our lives are in a like a fishbowl. Everybody's seeing what we're doing, but that's okay. I pray every day that God give me the strength, the ability to move with Him and be gracious and humble and meek and be obedient to what God is instructing us to do. And it's such an amazing walk. Peter and I talk about you know, how we've been free from a bondage where we were before at some point in time with our walk with God, but we're free, very liberating. And to move with God in that way is just so amazing. And God is revealing, He's showing, He's telling us, you know, how to walk with Him in the most perfect and excellent way. I'm doing it, you guys. That's why I'm so excited to let you know what I've been learning and still learning. And one day soon, you know, we will have other Airbnb fellowships again. And what a way to travel the world, wherever God's going to take us again. But have that vision open. Have those goals. What is your vision with God? I know that I've learned to, you know, stay focused with God, continuously look to God for everything and anything in your life, because that's the way to move with Him. Get that momentum going. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep the flowing, the right flow to move with God. And these are our instructions, you know, from our minister, from God first and foremost. But, you know, having to hear Lawrence have one-on-ones with me at the Florida Airbnb Fellowship, I was just so blown away. It's like, oh God, what else can I do? You know, how else can I bless? And the other thing I've also learned is that, you know, and learning all the time is on Genesis 12:2, when God says, I have blessed you, so you become a blesser. I love that. I just want to keep blessing people, you know, because God has blessed me. I have so much fruit, and I'm bearing so much fruit right now. It's just so amazing and so exciting. So yeah, you guys, I wanted to just express what I've learned here and still learning, and continue to walk in that heavenly flow the way God has directed me, and as you guys are being directed as well. I cannot stress that enough. Stay focused. Keep looking to God. That is the momentum where we want to be in. Every day, stay connected. Whether, like for me right now, I'm expressing it to this audio call. And yeah, just very, very exciting. Thank you ever so much, Lawrence, for coming to America. Thank you, Kim, for releasing your husband so we could have a piece of him. And we will have more pieces of him, even for you. You know, come back to America, or we can come visit there at UK. Anything is possible with God. All I know is, Father, my heart's desire, I just want to travel. I love this lifestyle where I can just, you know, pack and go type thing. I do have my mom. I have that challenge. So, however, as I go to God with each and every details of my situations in my life, boy, He makes sure He takes care of you as always. So again, I encourage you all to continue to look to God each and every day and just walk with the Spirit. That is what's so freeing. That is what's so liberating. It's just continuing to go to God, walk with Him so freely. You're no longer in a bondage or a prison or whatever. You're so free to walk with God. But as Lauren says, it begins with you. It's your decision. It's your free will. It is up to you. But you can have that heavenly lifestyle. You are in God's economy. You know, God will bless you as you come in and as you come out. But again, you know, it starts with you. Stay humble, stay meek, obedient to God, and listen for His direction. Father, what have you want me to do today, each and every day? Where do you want me to go? You stay connected with your Heavenly Father, and things will flow. So I love you all, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to share.